Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. This is your Defense Size, I could say NBA show for today. I want to give my thoughts so far about my lake show and about the throughout the Western Conference. I'm sorry, Eastern Conference and Western Conference, right? First, let me talk about my team, and I want to tell Laker Nation what I want. Okay, and I want to give up props to Rob Pelinka because, listen, I'm going to tell Laker fans this right now. Now, I'm not going to disagree with you about the head coach or whatever. I mean, if you guys don't like him, so be it. I mean, listen, Laker Nation, I mean, we love Phil Jackson. I mean, listen, I think Darvin Ham did an A-plus of a job this year. Listen, the roster was so bad at first because we had Beverly, we had... You know, I'm not blaming Russ because, listen, he deserved that contract when he got it. And with Russ, you need shooters. And, you know, I gotta give Rob some credit for signing Lonnie's, for signing Jordan Brown Jr. The rest of the players, Thomas Bryan, obviously. You know, and obviously we had Kendrick Nunn. So, I mean, that's why I don't blame him for that. And then the deadline, we got, you know, Vanderbilt, D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, Mo Bamba, you know. And those were solid moves, obviously. I think Rob did a really damn good of a job. I really, really do. I mean, we beat Memphis. I know they're unhealthy, but we beat Memphis. We beat Golden State. And my thing is, I think Ham is a good coach. Now, I know people don't agree with that. Listen, I'm not going to disagree with you. That's on you. But listen, we lost the best team in the West, the Denver Nuggets. We got to give the Denver Nuggets some credit, right? No, we do. They got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in the offseason. They got Bruce Brown. That was a good signing. I mean, shout out to Mike Malone. He's a damn good coach. I wish they can fix their backup center, obviously. But shout out to Thomas Bryan. I mean, he might be a champion pretty soon. So obviously they signed DeAndre Jordan. But that was whatever. But at the end of the day, you got to give this team credit because offensively they're fucking good. And they're number one for a reason, man. They're our number one team for a reason. Joker's fucking good. Shouts to the Joker, man. And Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr. Like I said, KCP. And Aaron Gordon. Their starting five is pretty good. Shout out to my boy Payne Watson. But no, listen, I'm not even mad as a Laker fan. I mean, I think Darvin Ham did what he had to do. It's just we didn't have enough. Now, listen, I don't think LeBron's going to retire. I don't. Shout out to LeBron, man. He scored 40 points, and that wasn't even enough, okay? I mean, and listen, I'm with LeBron. This Denver team is way better than the Bubbles Denver team. The difference is Denver has KCP and Bruce Brown and Aaron Gordon, okay? But our bubble team, we didn't have our bubble team, obviously. And obviously, our bubble team was good because we had Kuzma, KCP, and so on and so forth. We had depth. But this Laker team is going to improve, man. Listen, we got a good scouting department. We have the 17th pick. This offseason is going to be so interesting. Listen, we need another big, in my opinion. I think we need another small forward. But I think Rob Pelinka can do that. I think the most tradable guys, and I don't think D'Lo's coming back. I think he might be a trade bait. I'm not going to lie. Or they might let him go. But listen, I'm not really mad at D'Lo because he was playable against Memphis. He was playable against Golden State. And he was just not playable against Denver. And obviously, Denver was torching him. So, for me, I'm not even getting mad at him. There's no reason to. We lost to the best team in the West. And it would have surprised me to win it all. I'm cheering for Miami. And shout out to Miami. He's supposed to be the best coach in the league. It's not even close. I mean, look what he's doing with this team. This Miami's team is half injured. And right now, they're one more game to make the finals. And shout out to my Celtic fan friends out there. My boy Lucas Gaynor. Sean and Margo and everybody, my boy Josh and Ben Gunner. A shout out to my boy Ben. You do great content for the Nuggets, by the way, my man. And now the Nuggets are four more games away for winning the finals. Look at that. But no, seriously. Listen, this is going to be so interesting what's going to happen tonight. I mean, I think Miami's going to win tonight. I think they're going to finish off in Miami. And Boston's got an interesting offseason. Are they going to trade Jaylen Brown? Because I'm hearing he wants $200 million. Or, I mean, there's questions about whether they fired Joe Mazzulla the first year. I don't think so. But it would have surprised me if they did. But because there are good options out there at coaching right now. Out there, Monte Williams, obviously Nick Nurse, and so on and so forth. So we will see what happens. But I thought I was a little surprised about this series. I mean, I'm not really surprised that Spo is out coaching a rookie coach, but it's just like I thought Boston's roster was better. But you know, I mean, because they got Malcolm Brogdon, they got Jason Tatum, they got Jaylen Brown, they got, you know, Robert Williams, but Miami's just out coaching them. And shout out to Miami because they made solid moves at the buyout. Getting Kevin Love. Man, you know, shout out to Jimmy Butler. He's him. You know, Kyle Lowry. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's going to be Miami endeavor. And people got to respect the bubble, man, because it's the exact same team as the Western Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals. But the difference is Denver's going to the Finals. And Miami's going back to the finals. So, which, by the way, I probably would think Denver would be the favorites. I'm going for Miami regardless, but I think Denver's probably going to win it, though, sadly. Because I think offensively it's going to be hard to stop them. I'll be cheering for Miami because I want my boy Kev to be happy. But we will see. But Laker Nation, here, listen, you got to be happy regardless what's going to happen. Because, and which, by the way, I know people are in the media is going to talk about the LeBron press conference. Is he retiring? I feel like he's pressuring Rob again. But listen, he did that at the deadline, and guess what? Rob did good things at the deadline. He did. So, I mean, there's obviously one more guy that LeBron wants, and that's Kyrie Irving. Is that possible? It would have surprised me. Because it was, by the way, I'm not trying to be like a negative guy on Mavericks fans, but what has Mark Cuban done to make you guys happy? They traded away your wings, okay? Now you guys have a top 10 pick, and shout out to Lauren Gunner, by the way, does a podcast with us. She does great podcast with us. They do a great job together. But and what is, I mean, now would I be surprised if he stays in the Mavericks? No, but it's obviously he wants to be in LA because look, Kyrie was at the game yesterday, ironically, which that's comedy. Shout out to Kyrie, by the way. But it's obviously he wants to be in LA because it's obvious. That's where he wanted to go. But it's just then, you know, the Nets owner wanted him. He didn't want him to go on his own way. Meaning, for example, KD wanted to be a son. He wanted to be, they traded him to the Suns. Kyrie wanted to be a Laker. That didn't happen. He traded to the Mavericks. So, I mean, nothing would surprise me, and I would be okay with it. See, for me, at the end of the day, Davis and LeBron, as long as you give them depth, they have a chance. Win healthy. Knock it on wood. You saw it this year, but we lost to the best team in the West and in the Nuggets. Whoop-de-do, motherfuckers. So, am I even mad? Like, why should I be mad by losing to a starting five with Jamal Murray, Kostadinos Caldwell-Pope, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and then Joker, right? Like why, right? But at the end of the day, but here's why I'm positive. We have a good scouting department. I think we're either going to draft a shooting guard, small forward, or center. I would have preferred center, but listen, at the end of the day, I just want this team. This team is going to improve. Because I trust Rob Pelinka at this point, man. I mean, he is pretty much saying, we made a mistake 2 years ago. Because, I mean, shout out to Kuzma, shout out to Kevin Caldwell-Pope. Because those were good deep depth pieces. They really, really were. So, because I can tell you, this Laker Nation, we're not drafting a point guard. We're more likely going to draft a small forward. Because I like our power forward depth. We do need another big. And honestly, to me, this is just me. I know Mo Bamba is tradable, but I don't think we're gonna trade Mo Bamba. What I think is gonna happen because he's young. I think we're gonna trade Malik Beasley. He's a tradable because he's a free agent after next year. And then we either let go of D'Lo, which by the way, D'Lo could make sense for the Washington Wizards. Watch out. Or then we might trade Beasley and D'Lo. But we will see. We will see. Those are tradable contracts because they're both free agents. No, D'Lo's free agent this year. But Beasley's free agent next year. Anyways, but Laker Nation, just get excited. Because the Rui trade and the Jazz trade got you excited, right? Because I'm telling you right now, I don't think they trade the 17 pick. I don't. I think they trade the 29 pick, which, by the way, we do have a 2025, 2024 pick. That's the Pelicans need to decide if they want the 25th pick. I'm sorry, the 2025 pick. I mean, I would, if I'm the Pelicans, I would probably give the Lake Show the 2024 pick because next year's draft is not that amazing, but hey, so be it, Pelicans. But no, but seriously, I think Laker fans should get excited, regardless what was going to happen. Because I do think LeBron's going to recruit. Like, it would have surprised me either way. I think we get more depth or we get Kyrie. It would have surprised me either way. To me, as long as we re-sign Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura, I'll be fine with it. Because with a full training camp, with a better roster, we should be fine. Because I don't even blame LeBron and Anthony Davis because they fight their asses off this season, man. Because it started from a bad roster to even a better roster at the deadline. But they just fall short to the Denver Nuggets, man. It is what it is. We got swept by a good team. Okay? Like, it's like, why should Laker fans be mad? You know what I mean? Like, Ham did everything that he could to beat them. It's just they just were a better team. So we will improve. It's going to be a fun draft next month. What we do, but guess what? But the Western Conference is going to get better. You know, OKC is going to get better. They got draft picks. The Spurs are going to get better with Victor Wembanyama, man. Watch out for the Spurs, man. Pretty soon. The Clippers, even though they might not have Kawhi the whole season next year, but I can name you more. Denver Nuggets, the Pelicans when healthy. So listen, at the end of the day, it's going to be fun to watch. Okay, it's going to be fun to watch in the West, and the East is going to get interesting because I don't know where Harden's going. He might go back to Houston. Who knows? But shout out to the Rockets fans because they got Ime Udoka, and we will see what happens with that. And we will see what happens with the other teams, who they hired. The Raptors, I think, I'm not going to lie, I think Nick Nurse goes to the Suns. The Bucks, I don't know. Apparently, they might be interested in AJ Griffin or the other coach, maybe Kenny Atkinson. We will see. Watch out for the Jazz as well. So, because you know how Danny Ainge can draft, but no, but seriously, these playoffs were, this year was so weird, man. I'm always gonna remember this, man, as a Laker fan myself, because you know we started 2-10, we did good at the deadline, we just came short against the Denver Nuggets. What I'm gonna remember about this year was Patrick Beverley, the cameraman. You were so comedy for that. Oh my goodness, I love you, Patrick Beverley. Even though you say your job for the Bulls to beat the Lakers, not make the playoffs, but this year was just comedy and interesting. Okay, and by the way, LeBron, if you retire, man, thank you for everything, man. I know there's a lot of LeBron haters out there, and I get that, but at the end of the day, LeBron, LeGoat is LeGoat, man. I mean, he's comedy, he's a great actor, but it's the damn truth, okay? It's the damn truth. So, you know, and by the way, shout out to my boy Bryce, man. The next one might not be bad either. I saw they have two first-round picks if they pick the right guys. I mean, their depth is not that bad either. So, next year is going to be fun to watch, man. You see, and I want to ask the fans this. Would you rather have a big three or would you rather have depth? Because I think everybody would choose depth over a big three. But, I mean, I would choose a big three. But, I mean, but hopefully they're the right big three. You know what I mean? But, I don't know. This free agency is going to be interesting because a lot of free agents out there. Well, not a lot, but this free agency is whatever. It's decent. Obviously, you got Kyrie Irving, Chris Middleton, and the others. So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be, get your popcorn ready because you're gonna hit a lot of rumors throughout. But obviously, people are focusing on. I think people should focus on this week. Shout out to Denver. Give them a lot of credit. I know the media is gonna talk about the LeBron press conference last night, but I know the Lakers are doing their exit meetings today. But Lakers, LeBron, AD, thank you for everything for this year, though, man. You guys tried. Stay healthy. Keep working out and recruit. Because I think this Laker team is going to get a lot better than people think next year. So, because I trust Rob and Jesse Buss and Joey Buss. As long as Jim Buss is not saying shit, we're good, man. I mean, because we have a damn good scouting department and get ready for the undrafted free agents as well. So, but anyways, Laker fans, love you. Love you. Hopefully every Laker fans and Miami Heat fans and Denver fans listen to the show. And also Celtic fans. Listen, I'm a realist fan, man. I don't say, oh, my team is going to win it all. No, I got to be honest. You know what I mean? I want to have great content. Okay, all right. So, you know, but like I said, shout out to Denver. I think Miami wins tonight by 10. I think Jimmy shows up because his role player stepped up for him the last game. So I think Jimmy shows up and they win tonight. It's going to be Denver and Miami. And listen, now do I think Miami is going to win 6? I mean, I want that to happen, but do I think it's going to happen? Probably not, because I think Denver's going to win at all, probably, because they have too much power. But Miami, prove everybody wrong again. Let's go, Spo. But anyways, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Hopefully everybody listened to this podcast. And pay attention to 265 Media, because I'm going to podcast with my boy Young Heavy, my boy Chris. And it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great show. Me and Young Heavy, we're going to talk about the Niners. Talk about the other teams in the league. Me and Chris are going to talk about the Colts and how are they going to do moving forward. And obviously with the other NFL teams as well. With Lamar Jackson and everything. I want to hear Young Heavy and Dave's thoughts about Lamar Jackson and everything. So that's going to be a fun show. And the prediction shows, I mean, listen, I'm doing my pre-predictions right now, but my real predictions are probably going to be around, like, July or August. My guess will probably be in July. I'm leaning towards August, but probably July at best, but we will see. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for next month's draft. Hopefully, every team does well, because for the new CBA, you better draft well. But anyways, love y'all. Take care. This NBA season was crazy, ladies and gentlemen. So, love y'all. Take care. Have a good week. Stay safe. Wash your fucking hands. And peace out. Love y'all. Peace.